Let's start right from the top, and we'll kind of work our way down through a couple of the guys. McKinley, we've been impressed, so far in the first 4 weeks. He really has effort and toughness, all the things that that we were looking for, and I think he'll continue to get better as it goes. As far as Riley goes, I would say the thing I love about him is the speed. The thing that he would want to work on, and we'll encourage that like crazy, is the missed tackles. He's almost about the same exact numbers that Deion Jones had last year at the same time, so I asked Ulbrich to look at that, and knowing it's the space tackles that we play in the system, then I think he could improve a lot upon that. We're counting on that for sure. Sauber's been up, in most all the games and contributing more on special teams than on offense. I think he's ready to take on a bigger role in that way offensively, certainly putting the work in, but, really his role right now as the third tight end is a big role on teams. KZ has been a guy we've counted on right from the very beginning. You asked to see what the transition would look like from corner to safety. We were going to try some at nickel early, and we just decided let's leave him at safety. It was enough of a transition to go. He has nickel ability, but for right now we're playing him more at free. He's also forced two fumbles this year, and so knowing that he has a ball hawking mentality, that's strong. I'm trying to think who else. Harlow and Hill, I guess, would be the other two to hit on. Harlow, we like where his development's coming. We didn't feel like he was up to the spot of Ben and Wes in that way, in terms as we went through training camp, as it went on and on, in terms of competing for the starting position. But he has made progress. I felt it really led over the last 2 weeks. He's putting the work in, and I feel that confidence coming together for him. And then the last one is Hill, where his role also on teams, because of Devontae and Tevin's role, the third halfback has to be a real factor on teams. So, he played more yesterday and got active in that role. And we'll see where it goes with him and Teron over the next couple weeks. And that's kind of my update on that group and where they're at.